Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Success Team Leadership Call. It's Thursday, February 6th, 2020. Again, welcome, everyone. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts, where I am just absolutely excited to celebrate with all of you the month of January that is now in the books and the continued celebration as we complete really approximately the first week of the month of February, rolling through here. We're just rolling through the first quarter, 2020. And congratulations to everybody that had a fantastic month of January. On Monday morning's B2B support call, you heard the information, the list of our top producers for the month of January. I have as well the top recruiters, the top team builders for the month of January, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But I want to welcome some of the newest members of the Success Team. I just want to take a few moments here at the top of the call and say welcome to all of you. Folks, as we continue to expand internationally as an organization, as a Success Team, as an elite group of entrepreneurs, men and women from all different backgrounds, from with all different goals, but all focused together, united, in helping more people discover Legal Shield as a service, as a solution for their families, and ID Shield, as again, as a way to protect their families, to have a voice, to be able to stand up a little bit taller. That's what we all do together, and we do it proudly, but the reality is there's not enough of us, so we want to celebrate the growth in the team, and also, of course, to encourage us to continue sharing our Legal Shield opportunity and to make sure that we continue to grow our points of distribution, our the individual members of this team across the United States, Canada, and overseas as well. Folks, welcome to the Success Team. Amika Bivens in California, sponsored by High Nagayan. Bastian Vanderlist in British Columbia, sponsored by Brenda Shipowick. Brian Piper in Michigan, sponsored by Jessica Hooten. Jennifer Banowski in Aurora, Illinois, sponsored by Steve Brown. Welcome Leah Camillo in Lebanon, Tennessee, sponsored by Jessica Hooten. Brian Parks in Gainesboro, Tennessee, also sponsored by Jessica Hooten. Ashlyn Seacon in Rockford, Minnesota, sponsored as well by Jessica Hooten. So Jessica, great job sponsoring, and welcome all these new members of your organization. And special welcome to Alexis Johnson in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, sponsored into our team and to our Legal Shield family by Janet Thomas. And Christopher Noel in Mount Salem, Virginia, sponsored by Chris Corley. Folks, welcome to Success Team. We're so glad to have you. And again, before I turn the call over to the founder of Success Team, let me help you and celebrate all of the top recruiters in our organization for the month of January. We have, as top recruiters, we have myself, Rebecca Folk, Seneca Hester, and Kathy Kunstler, all recruiting in the month of January. Adam Alicia Thompson in Kentucky, Michael Santis in Pennsylvania, Richard Miller in Kansas, James Jackson in Florida, Craig Bonson in the state of Washington, all adding to the Success Team in the month of January. Evan Westenskow in Colorado, Michael Scott in Ohio, Carmen Meeks in the state of Washington, Janet Thomas in Texas, Joyce Brown in Arizona, Jason Jensen in Tennessee, Duval Daniels in Connecticut, Venus Powers in South Carolina, Cynthia Bobkowski in Florida, Lubier Zabata in North Carolina, all adding to the Success Team this month, Robin Terry, Raphael in Florida, Crystal Pascal in Connecticut, Chris Corley in Tennessee, again, all adding to the Success Team in the month of January, and these are folks that are just opening the door to the opportunity for new people every single day and adding new people to their team, and not just recruiting, but sponsoring, getting people started. And our top recruiter in the month of January was none other than Mr. Mark Riches, the founder of Success Team. You're going to be hearing from him in a moment. And folks, I love that. I love when our founder is at the top of our recruiters list because he is leading by example, and he has taught us all over the years to stretch and do more. And he's held a high bar. And honestly, in my personal business, being mentored by Mr. Mark Riches, having a high bar held has allowed me to soar to new heights, and I know that he's had that effect on so many people over the years, so I'm grateful for it. It's always more fun when you have somebody to chase, and I encourage each and every one of you to chase after Mr. Riches. Open the door to this opportunity to more people in the month of February than you ever have before, and let's give him a run for his money for that top recruiter spot. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the call, again, the founder of our success team, 25-year veteran of this incredible Legal Shield company and opportunity, a member of our Platinum World Council, $700,000 ring earner and millionaire club member, Mr. Mark Riches. Mr. Riches.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. It's good to have everyone on the call tonight. Congratulations to all those top recruiters, and I want to extend my special welcome to all of our new associates as well. I set some big goals for 2020, and I'll tell you what's driving it is the bonuses and incentives. You know, I got a nice bonus check last month for that fourth quarter business builders, but it was not a $100,000 bonus, which there was some new associates. They've only been in the business 8 months. They picked up a $100,000 bonus, and there were a lot of associates with bonuses over $10,000. And I was just, it just got my blood going. I was like, okay, I am not leaving money on the table. And so I recruited 7 associates in January. Hopefully that's not the top recruiter. Hopefully some of you have a goal of recruiting more than that. But I'm super excited about that, and I love working with these new associates. In fact, Steve Brown, one of those 7, just Fast Start qualified yesterday, so congratulations to him. And several others are on their way to fast starting. That's another thing. It's so important to recruit people, but it's you got to get them into production. You got to get deposits in their bank account so they stay with us. And I just signed up my first associate for the month of February today. So excited about that. I'm excited about everything that's happening. And I'll come back and talk a little more about the incentives and stuff. But to kind of kick the call off tonight, I'd like to play just a quick audio segment. It's just 7 minutes long, and it's from Earl Nightingale. Some of you might remember him. He's a kind of an old-timer, but Earl shares one of my favorite stories in this talk. It's the story of Acres of Diamonds, and I'll let him kind of explain the story and how it works, but we'll come back and chat about it for just a few minutes, but let's go ahead and kick the call off by listening to Earl Nightingale discussing Acres of Diamonds.
Back in the year 1843, a man was born who, during his lifetime, was to have a profound effect on literally millions of people. His name was Russell Herman Conwell. He became a lawyer, then a newspaper editor, and finally a clergyman in 1881. It was during this latter period that an incident occurred which was to change his life and the lives of countless others. One day a group of boys came to Dr. Conwell at his church and asked him if he would be willing to instruct them in college courses. They wanted a college education but lacked the money to attend. He told them he'd do all he could, and as the boys left, a thought, an idea began forming in Dr. Conwell's mind. He asked himself, why couldn't there be a fine college for poor but deserving young men? Here was a great idea, and he went to work on it at once. Almost single-handedly, Dr. Conwell raised between $6 and $8 million with which he founded the now well-known Temple University of Philadelphia. It was how he raised this money that I want to tell you about. He raised the money by giving lectures all over the country, more than 6,000 of them, and in each he told a story called Acres of Diamonds. This was a true story which had affected him very deeply, just as it affected his audiences. It was the story of a farmer who had settled in Africa. This farmer had heard the exciting stories of other African settlers who had made millions by discovering diamond mines. Realizing the African continent was rich in diamonds, the farmer could hardly wait to sell his farm and search for diamonds himself. He spent the rest of his life wandering the vast African continent, searching for the gleaming gems which brought such high prices on the markets of the world, but without success. Finally, in a sudden fit of despondency, broke and desperate, as I remember the story, he threw himself into a river and drowned. During this time, the man who had bought his farm one day found a large and unusual stone in the stream which cut through the property. It turned out to be a great diamond of enormous value, and then he discovered that his farm was covered with them. It was to become one of the world's richest diamond mines. Now, the first farmer had owned literally acres of diamonds, but had sold them for practically nothing in order to look for them elsewhere. If he had only taken the time and study to know what diamonds looked like in their rough state, and had first thoroughly explored the land he had owned, he would have had the millions he sought, right on the land he had been living upon. What so profoundly affected Dr. Conwell, and subsequently thousands of others, was the obvious fact that each of us is, at this moment, standing in the middle of his own acres of diamonds. If we will only have the wisdom and patience to intelligently and effectively explore the work in which we are now engaged, we will usually find that it contains the riches we seek, whether they be financial or intangible or both. Before we go running off to what we think are greener pastures, let's make sure that our own is not just as green, or perhaps even greener. While we're looking at other pastures, other people are looking at ours. There's nothing more pitiful to my mind than the person who wastes his life running from one thing to another, like the first farmer, forever looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and never staying with one thing long enough to find it. For no matter what your goal may be, the road to it can be found somewhere in the work in which you now find yourself. It wasn't until he was completely paralyzed, for example, and was forced to reach into the resources of his mind, that a Wisconsin farmer got the idea of producing exceptionally good meat products on his farm, and one of the country's largest meatpacking companies was born. His farm contained acres of diamonds, too. He had just never seen them before. A paper salesman found a dirty drinking glass in his hotel room and gave his company the idea of manufacturing paper cups, an idea that solved his financial problems for life. An insurance man got the idea of going back to all the people in his files and really working with them, serving them the way they should be served. That year, he wrote an additional $700,000 of insurance, made the million-dollar round table, and found he no longer had to approach cold prospects. That by working with the people he had already sold and on their referrals, he had acres of diamonds right in his filing cabinet. A man out west amassed a fortune with a single small gas station. In the beginning, when things were tough, he would ask himself each morning, "What can I do to increase my service to my customers?" He still asks that question of himself each morning when he gets up, and while he could have retired years ago a wealthy man, he continues to dominate the business in his area by thinking of new and better ways to be of service. Do you know what the so-called average man would have done in this last case? He would have been worried about how bad business was, because in the beginning my friend had a hard time just feeding his family. When one day a man would have driven in the station in a big shiny car, this average man, seeing the wealthy customer, would have said to himself, "I ought to be in his business instead of mine." You see, the average man believes some businesses are better than others, instead of realizing the truth that there are no bad businesses, there are just those people who do not know enough to see the opportunities in the work they're in. Jobs don't have futures, people do. No matter what our work happens to be, it's our business. We're its manager. If we can see no future or opportunity in it, it isn't because it's not there, but only because we can't see it. One time another farmer poked a tiny pumpkin into an empty 1 gallon jug. The pumpkin grew until it completely filled the jug and could grow no more. When it was ripe, the farmer broke the glass jug and had a pumpkin which had assumed the jug's exact shape. In life, each of us does a similar thing. We poke ourselves into jugs of our own deciding, and we can grow no larger. But let's be mature enough to realize that it is we who do the poking, not the job, nor the company, nor the territory, nor the economy, nor the times. We do it. We should dispense with limitations and realize there is virtually no limit to our growth and development on the land on which we now find ourselves. Above all, keep this thought in mind as often as you can, on and off the job. Somewhere within the work you are now doing, there lurks an opportunity which will bring you everything you could possibly want for yourself and your family. In closing, here are 12 points to remember. 1. If we will develop the wisdom and patience to intelligently and effectively explore the work in which we are now engaged, we will find it contains the riches, tangible and intangible, we seek. 2. Before we go running off to what we think are greener pastures, let's realize our own pasture is unlimited. 3. That there are no bad jobs, but that it's the way in which we go about our work which makes it good or bad. 4, that we poke ourselves into jugs beyond which we cannot grow. Let's remove the limitations we've set upon ourselves. 5, that only preparation can ensure our taking advantage of the opportunities which will present themselves in the future, opportunities which are around us now. 6, put your imagination to work on the many ways and means of improving what you're now doing. 7, learn all you can about your job, your company, and your industry. 8, since there's no limit to the growth of your industry, it must follow there is similarly no limit on your growth potential within that industry. 9, our dynamic and growing economy needs and will well reward the uncommon man who seeks a place in this growth. 10, begin to build your library of reference material pertaining to your company, industry, job, and on how to better serve and get along with people. 11, set aside an hour a day for this study and research. And 12, remember the story of the Acres of Diamonds. Zero Nightingale, thank you.
All right, so I really enjoy that story and just a lot of practical application to our business and what we do. I've, you know, obviously in 25 years, I've seen a lot of people come into Legal Shield, and I've seen a lot of people go. I've seen a lot of people that go come back. So I definitely have seen this process play out many times. And, you know, there's definitely other opportunities out there other than Legal Shield. In my personal opinion, I don't think there's anything better than Legal Shield. But the time and energy it takes to learn a whole new business just seems exhausting to me when there's fortunes being paid out every day. I mean, we pay out $500,000 every day in commissions and bonuses and incentives. And when we've got a brand new couple that can join our business and go earn a $100,000 bonus in 90 days, and I suspect there'll be bigger bonuses than that in this quarter. You know, we just started in January another business builder incentive. So 3 months, January, February, March, you know, there'll be a lot more money. They paid out over $600,000 in just that business builder bonus last month for that last quarter of 2019. And I suspect those bonuses are going to continue to grow as people really realize, hey, you know, I got a $5,000 check, but I could have got a $10,000, or I got a $10,000 and I could have got a $20,000. But in my 25 years, I've never seen more money on the table. And I know you've heard me say this, but it's so true. Never has there been more money in incentives and bonuses and commissions than right now, ever. And I don't think it'll ever get this good again. So there's never been a better time. Let's just look at a few of those takeaways. I really like that list of 12 things that Earl shares at the end there. But let's look at a few of them. One is each of us is right in the middle of our own Acres of Diamonds. And especially if you're an associate with Legal Shield, I'm telling you, you are in an acres of diamonds. I mean, this is the gold mine. If only we would realize it and develop the ground we're standing on before charging off in search of greener pastures. And so anyway, that's number one. Number two, opportunity is not just come along. It is there all the time. We just have to see it. If you kind of remember the old movie, The Matrix, I like comparing it to that because at the very end of The Matrix, if you saw it, you know, he finally sees The Matrix. He's frustrated the whole movie because he can't see The Matrix and he can't understand how to navigate within it. But once he sees The Matrix, it becomes crystal clear, and then he can beat all his opposition and win everything. And a lot of that's just like our business. It's just like recruiting. People say, well, how do you recruit people? Well, they're everywhere. Everyone's looking. I mean, there are so many people that are stuck in a dead-end job. There are millions of people that went to work today that have no hope of ever receiving any kind of residual income. And we are one of the biggest residual income-paying companies out there. And you know, there's thousands of people that are financially devastated right now, in debt, fighting, you know, high interest rates. We have the solution and the answer for all those problems, and they're everywhere. So, you know, it didn't take me long when I started recruiting to realize there's so many people that are potential, you know, prospects for recruiting. They're everywhere. We think we're getting up in the morning looking for membership prospects or looking for recruiting prospects, but we're not. There's people by the millions looking for us every day. Same thing in sales. You know, if you're going out to sell a product or open a group, there's hundreds and hundreds of companies looking to offer this benefit to their employees. There's thousands of people looking for access to the legal system, affordable access to the legal system. And the sad thing is most of them don't even know it exists. I love the little poem, two men looked through the self-same bars. One saw mud, the other saw stars. And so, again, we are an amazing opportunity, and you don't have to worry about finding an opportunity. You have the opportunity right here. We just have to develop it. The third point I wanted to make is in life, when we go searching for something, we should know what something looks like. I find it interesting. People are always looking for something, but they don't even know what they're looking for. One of my favorite things to ask a new a prospect that I'm working with to recruit is, you know, what are you? Tell me exactly what you're looking for. And I'm telling you, most people don't. They know they don't like where they are, but they don't have a clear picture of what they want and what they're looking for. So we need to know what some. If we're looking for something, we need to know what it looks like and smells like and tastes like, so that we can recognize it when we find it. Or else we might not be looking for anything. If it's just something, it can't be that general. It needs to be very specific. I know when I went looking for a business opportunity 25 years ago, I liked the residual income concept. I liked the fact that I could leverage my time by building a sales a team of associates. I love the advanced commission. Those are things that attract me to this business. And so when I heard about Legal Shield and the opportunity that it provided, it rang true. It's like, this is what I'm looking for. And some of the people I recruit say exactly that. Say, hey, I've watched the videos. I've watched the training. This is exactly what I've been looking for. And I love that. I love that people know what they're looking for. The fourth point is the grass isn't always greener on the other side. I don't know if I need to elaborate on that, but sometimes it does look greener because, again, you know, you don't know the whole picture. You don't have all the information, all the facts. I mean, someone says, well, I don't like chargebacks. Well, okay, you don't have to have any chargebacks in Legal Shield. Just go as earned, because most companies pay you as earned. We have the option to get full-year advance commissions. That's an option that you can have. But one of the negatives of having an advance commission is you can get a chargeback. But that's not a negative. It's like, that's just the downside of it. The positive is they'll advance you $280 on a $49 plan the very next day without any interest. They'll pay you your full year of commission up front so that you can pay your bills. You can save it in a bank account if you want. You can do whatever you want with it, but there's no interest on that advance money. It's all at no cost to you. And so, again, little details like that I think people leave, you know, rejection. People say, well, I get rejection from people. You get rejection from people no matter what you're doing. So, you know, you're not going to get away from that by going somewhere else. You're simply going to have them reject you in a different way or with a different product. The fifth and final thing is, before we give up what we already have, make sure that what we're getting is better than what we already have. And I want to talk about that just a little bit. I think it might be good for us all to rewatch the little video in the First Step training called The Perfect Business. And I talk about there are five reasons that make Legal Shield, in my opinion, the perfect business. And I'm sure there's many others beyond this five, but let's just highlight those real quick. Number one is that advance commission. I mean, this separates our opportunity from most opportunities. Any one of these five things would make it an amazing opportunity. I mean, would make it a perfect business. But when maybe not a perfect business, but a great business. But when you put all five of these things together, it, to me, makes it the perfect business. And the first one, and I talk about this every day, all day long, is advance commission. How do I explain advance commission to a prospect? You know, you send in a $49 membership. That's a Legal Shield and ID Shield plan called a combo plan. And at the top of the commission chart, they pay you $280. So that's how I explain it all day long. You've sent in a $49 plan or $49 membership, and they send you back $280 at the top of the plan. And because I want them to go to the top of the plan. Now, if they say, well, what do you get at the bottom? $60 is the starting pay. And after you've sold a couple, you move to $120, and then it moves all the way up to $280 at the top, $280. Where else is that available? Where else can you send in a small check and get back a big check the next day? And I'm telling you, you just have to really sit and study that. That is a game changer. That is cash flow. What's the number one reason that businesses fail? It's not because they had a bad idea. It's not because they're not driven and hungry and motivated and want to have success. The number one reason businesses fail is cash flow. They've run out of money. And I think that solves that problem. That 12-month advance commission solves that issue. If someone ever asks me, you know, is this commission only, I'm very quick to respond, no, it's better than commission only. It's a 12-month advanced commission. We are one of the few companies in America that's paying out a full year of your commissions up front the very next day. And just, you got to explain that to them, make sure people understand that. You know, that they send in a $49 plan and they get back $280. That is a game changer. That's advanced commissions. The second thing that I think really makes our company an amazing opportunity is the lifetime residuals. People say, well, I need a guaranteed income. I was putting my training together for the Louisville Super Saturday this Saturday, and that's one of the slides. You know, I need a guaranteed income. I'm going to talk about some of the common objections that we face in recruiting. And I address that by saying, you know, the only guarantee you have with a salary of a job or a base salary, there's a couple guarantees. One is you'll never get residual income. So the security you're buying up front is going to cost you for your lifetime to never be paid in residuals. I was talking to a guy on a plane once, and I said, you know, I was talking about this business and what we do, and I said, now, on the company that you work for, are they still paying you on the sales you wrote, you know, 5-10 years ago? And he said, no. And I said, well, you got to get out of that. There's companies like Legal Shield that will pay you on the life of that membership, not your life, but on the life of that member. As long as that member continues to pay, you continue to get paid a residual income. And I'm telling you, $400,000 a year comes in my bank account in residuals. People say, well, what did you make your first year in the business? I'm asked that all the time. What did you make your first year? Here's my answer. I don't know. They're still paying me 25 years later on that first year of work. I'm still receiving checks every single month on the memberships I wrote 25 years ago. Now, I don't know most of the memberships I wrote 25 years ago, but I do know I wrote my mother 25 years ago, and I know she still has her membership today. So I know I'm getting paid, at least on that one. I wrote a lot of members my first year, but I know that one's still active and alive, you know, 25 years later. So it's pretty amazing. You know, how much did you make your first year? I don't know. I'm still getting paid on those memberships. Lifetime residual income. Again, just that on in itself is a reason to build hard and build up a great book of business with Legal Shield. The third is the amazing market. And, you know, I talked about this a little bit earlier, but the market is so needy that people are looking for what we have. Let's talk on just the membership side of things for a minute. People are looking to access the legal system. They have legal issues. So we don't have to go out and create legal issues. I mean, people are getting speeding tickets every day, thousands of people. People are needing to do their will. They know they need a will. They're going and calling attorneys and paying full price at the pump. And here's why they're paying full price. Here's why they're willing to pay $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 to an attorney to get a will done is because they don't know about a Legal Shield plan. They don't know what Legal Shield is. Or most of them would, with common sense, say, no, I'd much rather pay $24.95 a month and get my will done the first month. I mean, that's just a no-brainer. But the reason they're accessing the legal system and paying full price is they don't know that this opportunity exists. And that's our job. Our job is to make sure we communicate with people that they can access the legal system at a lot lower cost. They can make calls, unlimited phone calls to the law firm and get unlimited phone consultation with the law firm. They can get letters written and contracts reviewed and just, you know, amazing things. I just used my membership this last week. I had got a furniture warranty. I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but I just used it, and I was dealing with this warranty company, and they said, well, they wouldn't fix the table. There was a scratch on a table, and they wouldn't come and fix it. And I paid $300, $299.99, $300 for this warranty, and I thought, darn it, they should come and fix the scratch. And they said, no, there's other scratches on the table, so we don't cover anything. Well, I just didn't agree with that. So I called my law firm. The law firm sent a letter. And just, I think it was Monday of this week, they called, the furniture store called, furniture company, it's the warranty company that called me, and they said, Mr. Riches, I've been authorized to refund your entire, you know, warranty price of $299. And so I was like, great. How much did that cost? Well, it cost me my Legal Shield plan. But it was very easy to use. I didn't have to write the letter. I just had to send an email with the information to the lawyer. He wrote the letter. And the fact that they sent a letter, you know, saved me $300. And I was being treated unjustly, and I probably could have pursued it more. I even thought of maybe negotiating a little more beyond that. But it was okay. It was okay. The main thing is I wanted to be treated fairly. And Legal Shield gives us the power to do that. And a lot of people want to have that ability. Identity theft. I mean, it's a huge problem. There's tens of thousands of people every day that are scared to death of identity theft. And we've got the number one solution, the ID Shield, with full restoration. We provide full restoration of their identity. I mean, we're talking 30, 40,000 identity theft victims every single day. We shouldn't have to look very far for people to sell a plan to. There's a lot of people that need identity theft protection, and they're looking for it. Thousands of people buy a plan every day, and it's not our plan. And the reason they bought another plan off television or off an ad they see through their bank or credit union is they didn't get our ad. They didn't hear from us. They don't know that ID Shield has a better plan, and that's our job. And one last thing on the market, on the opportunity side. I mean, I'm telling you, as I really picked up my recruiting this year, and I set some big goals, and I recruited 7 associates last month, I realized there's a lot of people, good, quality, high-energy, motivated people looking for exactly the opportunity that we have. There are also a lot that aren't. And I always remember that when I start talking to people. It's like, I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for, you know, something that doesn't pay residuals. I'm like, okay, that's not this. You know, and so there's a lot of people not looking for this, but at the same time, there's a lot of people that this is a perfect fit for exactly what they're looking for. The fourth is bonuses and incentives. And I'm telling you what, as I said earlier, there's never been a better time, never more money on the table than right now. I was talking to someone recently about, you know, just a few years ago, when a new associate enrolled a member, we didn't pay them on their first sale. They had to sell 3 memberships before they got their first check. Now, we would pay them on all 3 memberships once they sold their third. But think about that for a minute. They'd go sell their first plan, and this went on for about 15 years like this. They'd sell their first plan, no check. Second plan, no check. Third plan, if they got to their third plan, then they'd finally get the check. Why? Well, we had $21 million of unrecoverable debt that we had advanced out commissions to people that left the business and their member canceled. So as a way to protect the company, they said, well, we'll just wait till they have 3 sales, and then for sure one of the 3 will stay and we'll be able to recover our advance. Today, they pay on the very first sale. They pay out the full commission and the overrides to the support team. And then second, they pay a $300 bonus for Fast Start qualifying. No, they don't. They pay $300 bonus to the new associate, which is amazing that they're putting that much money on the table for a brand new person for just going out and doing 90-1. But then they pay a matching bonus to the sponsor. So they're paying out an additional $600 that did not exist in our compensation plan a year ago, and for the 48 years prior did not exist. This is new money, and it's big money, and it's put right on the front end where a new associate gets started. I mean, nothing should motivate a person more to go out and get Fast Start qualified. They got $300, and their sponsor should be working very hard to help them get Fast Start qualified because they get a matching bonus of $300. And if that wasn't good enough, then they'd give you another $500 for going to the manager level in your first 45 days. They give you a Fast Start school that you can attend at no cost, and then if you attend that class, you get a $500 bonus for hitting manager in your first 45 days, and the sponsor gets a matching $500. We're talking $800 to the associate and $800 to the sponsor, $1,600 that did not exist in the comp plan just a few months ago. And that's new money available today. Then we've got these business builder bonuses. You've got to be a senior director. You've got to be an executive director. If I was not a senior director right now, I'd be dying to get to senior director so that I could qualify for these literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. They paid out $600,000 in one day. That was for the last quarter of last year. They're going to do that again in just a couple months. They'll pay out another huge amount of money. And again, that new couple got a $100,000 bonus, and they've been in the business 8 months. A $100,000 bonus on top of their commissions, on top of their residuals, they got a bonus of over $100,000. And then Performance Club falls in this category under bonuses and incentives, the very best incentive program I've ever seen in my 30-plus years of sales. I mean, Performance Club, where they're paying out millions of dollars in bonus checks, not just to the person that produces, but to the support team as well, and incentive trips, amazing incentive trips where you can literally travel the world on the expense of Legal Shield. They'll pay the whole ticket. And all of that is another phenomenal reason to double down and be building like never before. And the fifth and final thing is excellent training and support. We as a team pride ourselves in excellent training and excellent support. A call like this is a part of our support system. We have calls on Monday morning. We had a call Tuesday evening for our new associates working on getting faster qualified. We have a great online platform where you can access the First Step training and employee benefits certification training and small business training and resume recruiting. I mean, there's so much available to you. Literally thousands of hours of audio and video available just in our back office. And then Legal Shield, stepping up and really putting together a state-of-the-art training and support program as well. In fact, in Dallas, in just a couple months here, less than 55 days away, they're going to be rolling out the 10 core training systems. And I am super excited. I had a platinum call yesterday with Jeff Bell and some of the other leaders, and some of the stuff they're going to be rolling out in Dallas. I'm telling you, do not miss the Dallas event. But excellent training, excellent support, and we are committed to continuing our efforts there and continuing to help people have more success. In fact, like the warm market training, I hope all of you have had a chance to check that out. But we just put that together, and I'm telling you, it's working. We had 700 names put in our warm market list in just the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's 10 times, 20 times, 100 times what we were having put in there. So we're just getting started. We're going to continue to put out more trainings and more information and more things that will help people grow their business. But we do have excellent training and support, which is the fifth and final reason that I think makes Legal Shield the very perfect business. And I hope you're taking advantage of all those things and sharing those things with your prospects and associates. In closing, I want to talk just about a couple events coming up. As I mentioned, I'm going to be in Louisville, Kentucky this Saturday. So what does that mean to you? Who do you know in Kentucky? Who do you know in Southern Illinois? Get them there. Adam and Alicia Thompson and I will be there, and I'm sure some other members of the team. But I'm going to be in Louisville doing the Super Saturday event. It's an open house event starting at 2 o'clock. so you can invite guests to come, and I'm going to be there. You can give them my cell phone number. I will be there. I'll take them under my wing. We'll put them on the front row. We'll make them feel very welcome, and I'm going to do about an hour and a half training on building a successful team with Legal Shield. Building a successful Legal Shield business is the topic. Who do you know in Illinois, Chicago area? We've got Mike Riches heading there on the 28th of this month for a full day. In my opinion, the very best trainer in Legal Shield is going to spend an entire day teaching people how to market business solutions. And that's going to be in Illinois, and the information, the details of that is on the calendar. But what a great event to build for. What a great event to recruit to. And not just you, but everyone in your team. Get everyone building into those markets. And then the very next day, on the 29th, the last day of February, I will be in Salt Lake City, the city I was born in 54 years ago, almost to the day. My birthday's on the 25th. I'll be there on the 29th. And I'm actually going to be there on my birthday because I've got 7 grandchildren that live there. So I'm going to go out a few days early with my wife. We're going to hang out with the grandkids. But on the 29th, I'm going to put my work hat on, and I'm going to show up, and we're going to do a one-day, again, a group certification. But, again, this is like an advanced group training. This would be a phenomenal training for anyone on your team that wants to do business solution sales. And it's not out of the question that they fly in from California or fly in from Las Vegas or drive up from a regional area. But I'm going to be in Salt Lake City on the 29th. And again, all the details of those trainings and events are in the back office on the calendar, the event calendar. But many other events. Be sure to go to the Legal Shield calendar. Look at the amazing events happening all across North America, and get your team plugged into those events. And not just your team, but your prospects. The reason I like bringing prospects to, like, Kentucky is I'm going to be there. Typically, you don't want to just send a prospect without someone that's going to be there to keep an eye on them, make sure no one else recruits them. But I'm going to be there. Adam and Alicia is going to be there, and we'll take special care of your prospects. You just get them there, and we'll get them signed up and get them on your team. Again, hopefully this has been helpful tonight. Let's keep in mind that great story by Earl Nightingale, Acres of Diamonds, and be excited about the acres of diamonds that you and I are sitting on here at Legal Shield. What an amazing opportunity. What a great time to build our business. And I wish each of you great success as you build your Legal Shield business. And all of you have a great night. Thanks for plugging in on the call tonight.